With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. The Texans lose to the Colts this weekend, 4-3 on the season. Raiders coming to town. Bill O'Brien making trades yesterday. Gerrion Conley is a Houston Texan now. I would presume that'll be announced pretty soon. It's been announced by the media.
Oh, that hasn't officially been announced.
I haven't seen a press release for it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't know for sure that it's happened, other than that we're definitely sure it happened.
Yeah.
For one, because Gerrion Conley was not a John Gruden draft pick. John Gruden.
He ain't respecting old arrangements.
He's getting the hell rid of everybody.
He is.
Gerrion Conley's had an up and down tenure with the Raiders. It's interesting. I always like to see the reaction of Raiders or any fan when a player is traded away. And it seems like there are a lot of people in Oakland that still thought Gerrion Conley had something good in him. They'd made excuses for him even before he was traded this year and saying that the pass rush for the Raiders has been so bad that a lot of the defensive backs are kind of getting isolated and having to cover all series long. He's a guy that is certainly not a finished product, and you hope like hell that he's got some upside. He does. He's physically very talented. He went in the first round because he's a very physically gifted player. He just hasn't tied it all together again.
You posed the question earlier in the show, is this a desperation move? And I think you can couch it as a desperation move in so much as if they had a fully healthy secondary right now, would the Texans have traded a third-round pick for Gerrion Conley? I think you could, maybe not. However, they need Gerrion Conley, no question about that. They need warm bodies in the secondary right now. But I truly think, Seth, that they make this trade and they look at him as a guy who is certainly a future piece over the next 2 or 3 years because they still got him under contractual control for the next 2 or 3 years, and he's got first-round tools.
Yeah.
So I think it can be both. I think there was an urgency to making a trade. But there were probably plenty of corners available that you could have gone after. My guess is that Denver's going to be taking phone calls on Chris Harris. But Chris Harris is a veteran guy. It would have been similar to a Demaryius Thomas type situation.
The Texans, I don't know. I would have said the Texans didn't have the draft capital to go after Chris Harris, except that I don't know what the Texans aren't willing to trade away at this point. You look at the next two seasons, or the next two drafts, the Texans have two total picks in the top three rounds of each year. So over the course of 2020, 2021, as it stands right now, the Texans have three total picks in the first three rounds. So out of six potential rounds, the Texans have two picks.
Yeah, now they're going to get some compensatory picks in all likelihood this coming
They'll get
season.
Some third-rounders added to the mix, and then maybe a trade up into the second round or whatnot. Yeah. And look, and this is where I told you yesterday when we were texting back and forth, when I was a senior in college, I anticipated getting drafted. So I did an unwise thing, which is I ran up some debt on my credit card starting that summer. I almost looked at it as, look, I'm burning my bridges. I don't give a damn. I'm not going to work this summer because usually I worked every summer. I said, I'm going to live off my credit card this summer so I can stay at school in the summer, work out with our strength coach and everything. Mm-hmm. And I ran up some debt. I looked at it as a 20% interest business loan and to myself. Dumb, really stupid. But then I got drafted and I paid it off very quickly with my signing bonus. Bill O'Brien is 22-year-old Seth Payne right now. He is spending on his credit card with the hopes that there's going to be a reward at the end that will justify spending on your credit card.
His signing bonus is a Lombardi trophy.
And it damn well better. The thing is, though, and this is the great thing about it, if I hadn't gotten drafted, I would have had to get a normal real job, and I would have take some time paying off my school loans. And everything. Between the school loans and the credit card debt, it might have been a little bit uncomfortable. If Bill O'Brien fails in this and maybe gets fired at the end of next season, he's still going to get paid for the rest of his contract. And whichever schlub comes in to replace him is going to look awful because he won't have any draft picks.
That'll be the guy contacting bankruptcy attorneys.
O'Brien,
the next head coach. Yeah. That'll be the guy pleading chapter 13.
That guy's the one getting calls from creditors because he's got a new cell phone.
Right.
You know when you get a new cell phone and it's a straight 2 years of his... Is this Mr. Fontenot? Yeah. Is this Mr. Fontenot?
Right.
Mr. Fontenot, do you feel like it's not important to pay your bills? Trust me, I'm not Mr. Fontenot.
Getting lawsuit letters from weird LLCs out in the Caymans and stuff like that because your debt's been bought up 3 or 4 times.
They've had to be... Debt collectors used to be more entertaining than they are now. They cracked down on them. They used to get pretty damn brutal.
More entertaining?
Well, because it was entertaining when you're not the object of them. I used to get calls when I'd get new cell phone numbers. I used to do that back in the day when I'd move area codes. I'd be like, I got to get a new cell phone. Now nobody cares.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you almost always get debt collector calls because whoever gave up that cell phone number. And sometimes it would get really aggressive. It would be somebody's
old number. I got you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you get that new number and Mr. Fontenot had run out on all his bills and everything, couldn't even pay his cell phone bill. So you get these calls like, is this Mr. Fontenot? Like, no, I'm sorry you have the wrong number. Oh, do I? I'm like, yeah, you do. I'm definitely not Mr. Fontenot.
Entertaining was a funny word. I'm just picturing the debt collector calling up, hello, my baby. Hello, my... Like, oh, you're very entertaining, Mr. Debt Collector. Bill O'Brien was asked about his decision yesterday. He was asked yesterday about his decision on Sunday to take the safety late in the game and the sequence of events that led up to it. Here's what he had to say.
We had talked about that. You know, I think the one thing that we did there was we were able to get the timeout called to execute the decision. Now, that ended up being 2 timeouts left, but we had 3 timeouts left, so we could afford to use a timeout there, and we did, and made the decision to do it, and you know, wish it could have worked out differently, but I believe it was the right decision for that time.
Sean, let me tell you a story about when I was a senior in college and I ran up a bunch of credit card debt. Oh, did I just tell you that? Okay.
You did. O'Brien treats timeouts the same way he treats draft picks.
Timeouts, draft picks, money, whatever. It's all, look, we're all going to die anyway, baby. That's what Matt Weston tweeted out yesterday. Look, we're all going to die anyway. What the hell? Honestly, I could get hit by a bus in 2020. If I didn't pull out all the stops and trade for everybody and use all my timeouts, then...
this is the frustrating thing. Bill O'Brien is making decisions in games now that I really like, that I feel like he wouldn't have made even as recently as last year.
Yeah.
The outside-the-box thinking of taking the safety there, I liked it at the time. I thought it made sense. You could have argued either side of punting it there or taking the safety. I liked the decision. The execution of it with the timeout that you didn't need to call, just take a delay a game there. Hearing that scares me when it's like, well... We had all 3 timeouts so we could afford to take one there. No, you're trailing in the game. And there's like 3 minutes left. Like every second counts.
It freaked me out a little bit how flippant he sounded about
like,
yeah,
like, in 3 of them.
Like, did we let the clock keep running as we approached 2 minutes? Sure, because sure look, they were gonna give us like our own timeout. I'm like, yeah, but if you use it now and then it'll stop again, you'll have extra time. What do you got all the time in the world? I honestly sometimes I worry that O'Brien hasn't made the transition from college to the NFL. Because in college, 2 minutes is an eternity. The clock stops all the time. They'll stop the clock in the middle of a play in college.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? He's like, you know, we could afford to give one up there because the clock stops after each first down. Yeah. Like, no, it doesn't.
You've been doing this 6 years.
It did at Penn State. But the other thing that I liked that he did in the game was, and again, another example of a decision. I don't think he would have done this as recently as last year. He went for it early in the game on 4th down in his own territory, which the stats say that you do. Old school coaching says that you, even on 4th and short in your own territory, you punt it. We see more and more coaches going for it in that situation. I'm glad that O'Brien is one of them. I'm not glad that his alternative tight end slash tackle that had been on the team for 3 days wasn't signaling vociferously enough to the referee to say, I'm a tight end in this play.
Right, when you go to check in, because people have noticed, I went back and tried to watch for this, and I don't know if I'm just that much of a dullard. I couldn't see Skipper motioning in to check in. Now, later in the game he did, because they ran the same play later.
And practically bear hugged the referee.
I mean, they had him go in motion later, not the same play. But yeah, it's not enough just to raise and say, I'm reporting. You got to make eye contact with the linesman and actually get him to, you get his attention. It's like being you don't walk up to a crowded bar and just be like, hey, I'm new here. And then expect to get attention.
No.
You got to make eye contact with a bartender.
Yeah, you got to make an effort.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's what you have to do, Dan Skipper. He looks like a guy that could kick back a few beers.
Pretend you're at a bar. He's an Arkansas Razorback.
He's 6'20". So one of the largest football players I've ever seen. Tallest football players I've ever seen. I thought he moved pretty well.
He played some right tackle in the second half.
The intel I got from some people wasn't all that optimistic about him. I don't think he's going to be Bruce Matthews, but no, I'm intrigued by his size.
The plays I focused in on him, I'll say this about Dan Skipper in the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because he had to come in for Roderick Johnson. He's been on the team for 3 days. The plays I watched of him, he's better than Julion Davenport and Kendall Lamb were for this team in the plays I watched.
And funner to watch because he's 6'48". Because
he's tall. Yeah. He's a giant. He's Paul Bunyan, by God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.